Well, let's talk about these various categories of business, and we find out each one has a gradient scale. And first there is as-isness. This is the first level that we encounter and is actually the disappearance level. As we are content or can accept things as they are, they won't exist. That is absolute. If we are content with and can accept things as they are, they won't exist. Why? The simple recognition of their existence will blow them into a consideration. A wall? What wall? We really know what a wall is. There isn't going to be a wall. That's as-isness. And we see that mechanically. We have a lower mechanical strata on that, which is a perfect duplicate. If we make a perfect duplicate of a wall, boom, no wall. All right. That might be just for the Thetan, but it's certainly no wall. Anyway, I at least will lead you down the track to believing that you are not about to destroy the physical universe. Because I wouldn't want you to shy off from these processes just because they knocked out the physical universe. Anyway, the next stage down the line from as-isness is alter-isness, the effort to preserve something by altering its characteristics. We make it as a simple consideration, and then we alter the method by which we made it. In other words, let's dodge on it. Having mocked it up, we will now dodge and say, Joe mocked it up. Well, this is as far wrong as is necessary to get something to exist. But you have altered an as-isness slightly in order to keep it from being perfectly duplicated. Now, if it is perfectly duplicated, of course, it's in its own time, its own space, with its own energy and mass, and it, of course, would cease to exist. So we enter into the field of alter-isness as a method of preservation. And one seeks then, when he makes an object or a space, to get it to exist simply by saying somebody else did it, or it is a different kind of space, or its method of construction was different. We say God made it, or anything that would throw somebody off the track. Well, supposing God did make it, that'd be all right. It'd still blow if you looked at it recognizing that God made it. Your consideration is altered just enough so that you'll get a continuation of it. Now, people get into alter-isness simply by the process of having had too many things disappear. So we get a person who has lost many things, then trying to change everything. He's trying to shift the as-isness of everything. He's trying to shift from as-isness to alter-isness. And so therefore he's got to change the significances and structure and background and everything around him so that then these things will continue to exist, and that is his first impulse. Now, alter-isness is simply the mechanism by which we persuade things to exist. We say there's something else than what they are, and after that they exist. See, because one hasn't duplicated them. We build a brick house and then cover it up with shingles. You see? And then say and insist in argument that it is built out of lumber. Well, that would rather consist of an existence. We would get into enough of an argument with people trying to buy the house and so forth, who could observably see that it was not totally a lumber house, for them to get upset and worried enough, and that house is liable to persist in one's own ownership for some time if he just did that sort of thing.